Help for true messengers, punishment for pretenders. It is evident from these verses that according to the Holy Quran, God grants power and success to His messengers. He makes them dominate others, possibly in the physical as well as in the spiritual sense, or only in the spiritual. We also read in the Holy Quran how God deals with pretenders to messengership. We are told that they cannot be left to prosper. They must await divine punishment. وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. And had he forged and attributed any saying to us, we would surely have seized him by the right hand, and then surely we would have severed his life artery. The verse is very clear. If a messenger lies deliberately about God, claiming to have had messages from him, God seizes him by the right hand and cuts asunder his life artery. God's help and support are cut short for him. Instead, he is disgraced. We also read in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah, or gives the lie to his signs? Surely the unjust shall not prosper. This verse leaves no doubt that the unjust cannot prosper according to the law of God. How can one who lies about God, one who is spiritually the most unjust, succeed in fabricating false claims? It appears, therefore, that God works in two ways. Firstly, He helps His messengers and gives them power and success. Secondly, if a person deliberately concocts a message and attributes it to God, not only is he refused help by God, he is discomfited, disgraced, and destroyed by Him. What I have said on the basis of common sense is duly supported by verses of the Holy Quran. According to the Quran, this is how God treats true and false messengers. These are the two laws of God. If we consider the claims of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, on whom be peace, in the light of the laws of God, his authenticity becomes as clear as day. He is proved a messenger and a deputy of God. Before I proceed to show the different ways in which God helped him, it seems necessary to recount the circumstances in which he was born, the conditions which could have helped him, and the conditions which stood in his way. Also, whether his claim was such as could reasonably be expected to succeed under his circumstances and the circumstances of his time.